Bringing the body to a comfortable posture for stillness. We come into a meditation, orienting toward the heart qualities of peace, spaciousness, vastness. Starting in the invitation from the early Buddhist tradition, the teaching on emptiness. First, just setting up the foundation of the meditation, a posture that makes stillness as comfortable as possible, with the energy balanced between softness, receptivity, relaxing, and alertness, brightness, the upright spine, if that's easy enough for you. In any of the sitting postures, feel the stable ground, the lower body, and the upper body tall and clear, dignified, at ease. Connect with the movement of the breath, and deepen the breath a bit to wash the energy through the body as we come into the transition from activity and work and conversation into more stillness, steadiness. Feeling the full breath, drawing the breath in and out through the nose, filling the whole torso and emptying, pouring the breath into the base of the body, and pouring it out. And then, whenever you like, letting the full breath relax and settle into a comfortable, natural breath. And then feeling the whole body as you breathe. Just drawing out the sense of breathing as a full body sensate, intimacy, breath through all the limbs, breathing into and out of the space surrounding the body, and the breath filling the whole body. And then just relaxing through and around this whole body breath. We begin by orienting to the peacefulness that's here. You might just connect with the room you're in. wherever you are doing a practice like this, it's probably a bit sheltered. It's not out on a busy city street or driving on the freeway. There's so many places that are busier, noisier than where you are right now. And so you can notice this. This is the doorway to the emptiness meditation. Noticing that there's a busyness, a noisiness, a stress that is elsewhere, but not here. So we come into the here and now, into exactly where you are, in an embodied way. You notice that that noise and busyness is not here, is absent. And that in its absence, there's a peacefulness. And see if you can feel that peacefulness. Even if other things are stressful, try to find the peacefulness of the absence of more stressful things. So this is a meditation orienting toward calm and peace. So busyness and noisiness can sometimes be entertaining and enlivening, but in this context, trying to learn something new about ease and settledness, they're a kind of stress. So feeling the peacefulness of this space here and now. And then as energy begins to settle in the mind, begins to gather. Now turning attention to the field of the mind, words and images that we think. Whatever you're thinking at the moment, if anything, you can just set it down. You can stop thinking it even in the middle of a sentence. Just stop as if you're stopping speaking. And then listen for the silence in the mind space. Really connect with the silence of not thinking words. Or going further, no words and also not thinking in images. Really abiding with sensation, primarily feeling and energy. And otherwise, a deep silence and stillness in the mind. And any glimpse you can find of this, notice that it's peaceful. That it's more peaceful because it's less busy than when the mind is filled with thought. Even though, again, the thought can be entertaining and enlivening. And practice setting it down. So we connect with an outward peacefulness in the room and an inward peacefulness. Anytime we can set aside thinking in words or images, really feel the silence and the sweet ease that's there when the words stop. Often this is enough to support a very sweet samadhi or gathered heart-mind in a silent, spacious way. But if you have some settledness in the heart, the mind already, or enough, you might be able to sense the next layer, a kind of subtle doing or efforting, maintaining the state, trying to do the instructions, or even a deeper layer than that, the sense of being the one who is doing it. Those layers work the same. There's some content, some story. I'm doing this, I'm doing well, I'm doing poorly, or I'm just doing it at all. It's a story. Often it's a felt sense without words, but you can tune into it. And you can practice letting that go or setting it down. And noticing the open space, the peacefulness that's there when that very subtle story is set down. And so we'll practice in silence in this way. The heart of this meditation is to rest in deep listening, cutting off the stream of thought, pouring attention into the breathing body and the sense of peacefulness. Conditioned by the absence of so many things that are busy and stressful. So we'll sit in silence together from here. If story has snuck in to the mind stream, once again, you can set it down. Come back to the whole body breathing. Just listen for the open, the silent space of mind. And close the meditation with the opening chant of the morning and evening puja, the dedication of offerings, bows to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. So I'll chant these just in Pali. You can sing along if you know them, meditate through. Just offering the meditation and offering the gesture of honoring to these foundations of the path, the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha, of each other practicing together. Yo so bhagavarahaṃ sammā sambuddho suvākhāto yena bhagavata dhammo supatthipanno yassa bhagavato savaka saṅgho Dhammayaṃ bhagavantaṃ sadhammaṃ sasangaṃ imme hi sākhāre hi yatārāṃ arōpite hi abhipūjayāma sādhunno bhante bhagavā suchira parinibhutopi Pachimma janatanu kampa manasa imme sakare du gata panna kara bhute patiganhatu amhakang digaratang hitaya sukaya arahang samma sambuddho bhagava Bundang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Suvākhāto Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassāmi. Supatthipanno bhagavato savaka sangho sanghang namami. As you come out of this meditation, just bringing the sense of peacefulness, the touching into the space with less busyness in it. Just bringing that right out into these next moments, into wherever we go from here.